this.
Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Good morning, it's Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble Live. What day is it today?
I think it's Thursday.
Hello, it's Thursday. And today on the show, Tyler will show us his Irish accent.
No, that was just for you.
Was it?
Jack Fast is going to punk Newport. That's what's going to happen. We'll tell you his mission today as he plays a prank on our northern rival later on in the show.
All right, we'll make fun of the news and we'll do a sorbet of the day. And I will test out my stomach on a bagel.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes, I will.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
Yay, news.
Oh, yeah, yeah. News. Great.
Thank you.
It's news time. Is it happy news? Because we need some happy news.
No. Not really. No. The local stuff is fine, but if you want to talk about what's going on in the world, no. It's not at all. But let's start in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. The Laguna Beach moratorium on issuing new permits for vacation rentals will remain in place. The Laguna Beach City Council on Tuesday took testimony while also considering a raft of possible regulations to amend the city rules over renting out homes or apartments for 31 days or less. More fans of home sharing services such as Airbnb turned out to express a variety of reasons to oppose a ban. Opponents of home sharing were equally vocal, again arguing over the loss of quality of life in neighborhoods by absentee landlords who don't police their sometimes unruly tenants and the diversion of housing stock from long-term rentals to weekend inhabitants. So no new permits for formal vacation rentals in Laguna.
So that sort of Airbnb thing, that's not, nobody can do that.
Well, legally, you're not supposed to rent out your home unless you have a rental permit.
Right.
And the city's not issuing any more of them.
Right.
So if you don't have one, you're not supposed to be able to put your home on Airbnb. How they're going to figure out whether you are or not, I'm not sure.
I don't know. It sounds like something out of just Orwellian, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Surely you should just be policing it better, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the complaint, is that landlords aren't ever there and they leave a lockbox and come in, they come out and they never even see their tenants.
Yeah.
I can understand how that would be an issue, but I don't know. I think Airbnb is awesome and I would hate to have it not be here.
Right. I just my gut feeling is, and I don't own a home in Laguna Beach, so whatever, but I just think that we should be policing it better. So if there's some cause for concern, then you can start fining the landlord, can't you? Rather than making a blanket ban for everybody.
I think that's a good point. Well, it seems to be happening, and it will continue being discussed.
It will.
Also in Orange County, the flags of Orange County's cities now fly in the Civic Center in Santa Ana. A ceremony Tuesday fulfilled a promise that Santa Ana and county officials made this summer to rid county property of the Confederate flag symbol by replacing the 50 state flags that have flown at the plaza since 1970. County officials and representatives from Orange County's 34 cities helped raise the new flags Tuesday. Not every OC city has a flag, but all have emblems, so the county paid for flags to be made from them. So no more Confederate flag in Santa Ana.
Well, that's a relief.
That makes sense, right?
Right. It's tough, actually, isn't it? Sad that for the people that are sort of, you know, the Dixieland lot. But tough.
Yeah, it doesn't represent anything good.
Well, it's just, exactly, and it's just another example of, if you want to be able to be free 30, 40, 50 years from now and say what you want and make fun of your neighbours, don't mess with them now.
Yeah.
Seriously, if the Nazis had been nice to everybody, we'd see swastikas everywhere, wouldn't we? You know, so it's as simple as that. It's not complicated.
All right, well, look outside the OC bubble this morning at some of the international turmoil. Terror group ISIS released a propaganda video Wednesday that made threats against New York City. The video shows several scenes in Manhattan, including Times Square, a gap in Herald Square, TGI Fridays, and yellow taxi cabs. It also includes images of terrorist sharpshooters and terrorists wearing suicide belts. New York Mayor de Blasio said, "We understand it's the goal of terrorists to intimidate and disrupt our democratic society. We will not submit. It's crucial that people go about their normal business, recognizing that NYPD is providing extraordinary protection for the people of this city."
Yeah.
Well said.
There you go.
Also, the online hacker Collective Anonymous has begun releasing names of individuals it claims are terrorist recruiters living in Europe. The names have reportedly been sent to the British daily newspaper The Independent. Anonymous says it has simultaneously declared war on ISIS by shutting down the websites of suspected militants and ISIS sympathizers. The online vigilante group is also scouring Twitter for accounts used as propaganda by terrorist recruiting networks. An online video released by the Hacker Collective shortly after the attacks in Paris declares that these attacks cannot go unpunished and that war is declared. Prepare yourselves.
Such a mess, isn't it?
I mean, everywhere you look, there's something new on this. But that's actually a positive thing. Anonymous, I assume, is, I don't know if they're U.S.-based, but they're a very internationally known group of hackers that famously hacked all sorts of things, like Sony and more. And now they're working for positive change against
this. Right, I should say the Independent newspaper is a serious paper. It's not a tabloid, so yeah. You know, who knows?
All right, let's finish the headline on a fun note, shall we?
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Psychics predict that blank will die in the new Star Wars movie.
Okay, finish the headline.
Charlie Brown.
Yep, it's Charlie Brown. You got it. Charlie Brown, and Linus will be there.
That's not very happy news, is it? Terrible news. Charlie Brown dies, age 65. Terrible news.
SeventhSensePsychics.com is a website, and they poll all the psychic members on occasion.
Okay.
And the fact that all of them are inconsistent in their answers is funny to me. But anyway, Han Solo is going to die, according to the psychics.
Oh, okay.
They did a 3 tarot card reading for each question, and the biggest question was, will Han Solo die in The Force Awakens? 70% of psychics said yes.
Well, I'm a great, as you know, great believer in pulling out random cards from a deck and deciding on people's futures based on what you find. Hey, I've got some really great news.
Okay.
Want some good news?
Yeah.
Sly Stone. Sly Stone.
Yeah.
Dance to the music.
Yeah.
Sly Stone's been living in a van for 5 years.
5 years.
5 years living in a van.
Why?
Because he's broke.
Sly Stone's been living in a van.
Yep. But he sued his manager.
Uh-huh.
And he got $5 million.
Good job, Sly Stone.
Oh, yes.
Why has he been living in a van?
Because he was broke. He was a former frontman of Sly and the Family Stone. Huge hits, as everybody knows. Everyday People, Dance to the Music, Family Affair, all of that. And, he's been living in a van. And he's sued his attorney and his former manager, Gerald Goldstein. Not surprisingly, Gerald Goldstein had to be, didn't it? And, he sued him and he got money. He'd not received any royalty payments between 1989 and 2009.
What?
Yeah, nothing.
Poor Sly Stone.
Yeah, well, he's got his money now. $5 million, would you believe it?
He can buy a bigger van.
He's 71 years old. He can buy anything he wants now with that big old RV.
Maybe he's really used to living in vans.
It was parked in Crenshaw.
Oh, wow.
I know. The Crenshaw neighborhood of South LA has been there forever, that thing.
That's why nobody looked twice at it, because right. Just another van on the street in
beautiful
Crenshaw.
Thing, right, exactly. Anyway, he does race through money. He got $9 million sometime before that and raced through that cash. But he's been playing. He played at Coachella in 2010. But the performance was a bit of a disaster, apparently.
Played at Coachella?
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, whatever. He's a legendary geezer and he deserves the cash.
So good on you, Sly.
Excellent.
Coming up, we're going to have Jack Fast on the phone. He's our high school intern who punks Newport.
Can't wait.
We'll let him know what he's going to do today. Here's the Bohicas. Kind of a weird cut copy song on KX93.5 called Saturdays.
You know what? I like it.
You liked it, huh?
Yeah, no, I really like that. And I've not been a fan of Cut Copy before.
I have a weird feeling that your electronic music taste is slowly changing.
You think so?
I don't know how I feel about that, though. You've always been a a vocal opponent to certain bands and songs.
I know. Well, copy one of them. I used to literally just whip them out of the schedule.
Just
to go, nah, I don't play that. But that is, I think that's kind of cool. There's something cool about it.
You would cut them and then copy in something new. Oh, God. Hey, Jason Fetty, it's nice to see you.
Pasty joke.
How are you feeling? Are you okay?
I'm feeling control A.
What's that mean?
I'm feeling...
Oh, you made another keyboard
thing. Yeah,
select all.
I'm feeling select all and and magnify. Feel all right, yeah.
So you don't want to Apple quit?
No, I don't want to control alt delete for those of you who are still using Microsoft. I feel all right. I was terrible though. You know, when you're sick, you think you'll never be well again. I do anyway. I'm a big baby.
I don't think that.
I just think I'll never.
No, I know it's going to end. I typically know.
Do you?
Yeah.
I feel pretty normal, almost normal this morning. Not quite, but
what'd you had? You had stomach flu or something?
Yeah, I think I ate something.
Everybody was asking, and then when I said you were sick, and I hate when people do this, right? Because people always say, they always say, when you say someone's sick or I'm sick, they say, oh, it's going around.
Yeah.
I've
been sick.
They always say that.
Yeah.
But no, your food poisoning is not going around.
No.
It's just something you got. You're fine now.
Unless you've been in my fridge and eaten my moldy cheese.
The whole town is not corrupt with food poisoning. But it's always what people say. They have to relate it somehow. Oh, yeah, I was sick.
I know.
I was sick in February of last year.
I know.
Wow.
It's hard to have compassion for that, but it's kind of a natural human response when people go, oh, yeah, but I had that back in 81. Terrible.
Yeah.
I had it worse than you.
Oh, yeah. And it was especially bad when I got, like, my knee surgery last year.
Yeah, very bad.
Having my ACL replaced. Mm-hmm. So did everybody.
Yeah.
Or their dad, mm-hmm. or somebody they know. Or, man, it's all I talked about was when I wanted to talk about my knee surgery, I ended up talking about yours.
I know, but I understand why people do that. It's understandable, but it is annoying. So while I get it, it's annoying.
So everybody's got food poisoning, apparently, including you.
Maybe it is going around. Who knows? Maybe it was a stomach flu of some kind. But Ava didn't get it. The dog was fine.
Was it? Well, do you all eat the same food?
Yeah, pretty much.
Was it moldy cheese?
I think it was moldy cheese.
Really? It really was moldy cheese?
It can't be, because cheese is mold.
Well, that's the thing.
Isn't it?
It's a fine line between eating the good mold and the bad mold on the cheese.
Well, I don't know what it was. I think I did. I had lunch at a particular restaurant in town, which I'm not going to mention.
What
the
does
name
it
of.
Rhyme with?
I'm not saying. I'm not saying, except the president lives there.
The president?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying.
Oh.
No. It wasn't that, because I went out for lunch. But you know what? I'll tell you the truth about that, because now the cat's out of the bag where I had lunch. I had lunch with my friend Norm, and he had exactly the same as me.
Okay.
Exactly the same
food.
So
you don't think
me.
That was the
No,
was
Norm's
the issue.
Fine. Actually, I haven't heard from him for a couple of days.
Maybe Norm's not fine. Gotta check in with Norm.
No, he's all right. He's been emailing me. He's fine. I didn't even ask him because I'm sure it was too long. I got sick way, like, 8 hours after that. Can't have been that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then I had something, when I got home, I had some cheese, moldy cheese. And an old apple. I love an old apple and moldy cheese.
All right. So you had this weird, gross lunch,
yeah.
Moldy cheese, and an old apple.
Yeah.
I'm certain it was a combination of those things.
It probably was.
You got to be better to your stomach.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was very an odd feeling, very weird. In fact, I felt all right. And then I was going to go and meet the wife and some friends of mine that were out for dinner. And he said, yeah, come and have dinner. And I thought, that's a good idea. And I tried to get off the bed. I'd just been laying on the bed watching a movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get off the bed and I literally almost collapsed. I was like, ugh. It does that to you. Just your body starts to fight it and all of your body's power goes towards that and all your resources go towards that and you just can't move. So that's what it was for 2 days, just laid on the bed. I tried to watch a movie, kept falling asleep. I watched Angel Heart. You know that movie?
No, I don't.
It's an old, stupid old film with Mickey Rourke.
Mm.
And I watched that film. It took me 8 hours to watch it. I watched it in bits of 10 minutes and fell asleep again. Woke up, watched 10 more minutes.
I've been watching the same episode of the TV show Fargo for a good month.
Have you?
Yeah, I do the same. I do the same thing. I never stay awake.
I watched a couple of good documentaries. I watched the one about Keith Richards. Yeah. Keith Richards documentary. Very good.
Is that called Life or whatever?
No, that's
his book.
It's the book.
Yeah.
It's called It's got some kind of drug reference, isn't it?
Certainly.
I haven't got my computer in front of me, so I can't Google it even. But Under the Influence, that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it's a Netflix film.
Cool.
Original film. And I watched a film about Nelson Rockefeller's son, Michael, who disappeared in Papua New Guinea in the 1960s. I know. And this kind of thing you sort of flick through, isn't it, when you're watching, when you're sort of sick. And I watched, another biography of somebody
else.
When
I'm sick, I just watch The Price is Right. I'm glad you had a much more educational experience.
Well, I don't have cable, so I see.
You have to watch
random films, yeah.
Well, what the kids are saying, you Netflix and chilled.
I Netflix and chilled.
For several days.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have you back.
Fantastic movie as well about a family of Krishna guys. They're boys who've lived in the same New York apartment since they were born.
Oh, and
they weren't
yeah.
allowed to go out.
My parents watched that.
The Wolf Pack, I think it's called.
My parents told me to see that,
too. So strange and so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good film.
All right. Well.
I'm only going to do film reviews when I'm sick. Because the only time I get a chance to watch them.
Good.
Yeah.
Keep us updated.
I will.
Jack Fass is going to punk Newport this morning. We'll tell you what that means and brief him coming up on his prank. Here's San Fermin with No Devil.
Let's punk Newport.
This is Daily Scramble Live, and today Jack Fast is going to punk Newport Beach. How are you, Jack?
Pretty good. Refreshing waking up this early, and now I'm going to do something fun.
So are you on your way to Newport Beach right now?
Yeah, and I know I'm in Newport because I just saw someone run a red light making a left turn.
Ugh.
It's pretty dangerous.
Newportians.
It's the Wild West out there.
You know it.
So we send Jack Fast to Newport Beach once a week because we think it's fun to hate Newport, and we have him do something ridiculous and silly, punking Newport Beach residents. So, Jack, would you like to know what your assignment is today?
Yes, sir.
We would like you to go to a much-talked-about business lately, Starbucks. Right? They got the Red Cup fiasco. They've got pumpkin flavors. Mm. You love them or you hate them. Starbucks is very much in the news. So we want you to go to Starbucks and cause a little more unrest in the coffee shop. When you get to the counter, you'll see a large display of gift cards. There's like hundreds of holiday gift cards that have been unpurchased. I want you to just grab one and try to pay with your Starbucks coffee with that card. And if that one doesn't work, keep trying. Keep trying different ones.
If that one doesn't work, just pick up one of those music download cards. Try pay with that.
Ooh, that one sounds pretty good. And then see if I can pay using the Wi-Fi passcode.
Excellent, yeah.
Use
your phone. Try and use your phone. You know, the phone pay thing?
Oh, you've got Apple Pay. Yeah, try everything.
Before I actually pull out my wallet.
Yeah, at some point you are going to have to pay for the coffee because we don't want you to get arrested. So.
Understood.
You know, I'm hoping there's a bit of a line. I'm hoping you get eyeballed by dozens of cougars this morning at Starbucks. And I'm hoping you slow down somebody at the Starbucks drive-thru in their Lamborghini. That's what I hope.
I very much hope so. All righty. Sounds good.
All right, Jack. We're excited for you to punk Starbucks in Newport Beach this morning. Call us when you're ready. And then don't go inside yet. Call us when you're outside. And we'll go in with you and wait in line with you and all that, okay?
Definitely.
All right, buddy. See you soon.
Here's your morning surf report with eco-warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
The king is here.
Eco.
Good morning.
Morning, mate.
Good morning.
What's up?
How are you guys?
I love how much joy you get out of your surf intro. It always brings you joy.
Well, it's the radio equivalent of neon lights, isn't it? Let's face it, James.
I don't know. Maybe it's just you two.
Could be. Probably Jason.
Good to have you back in the studio, Prince.
Yeah, we're all back together. I'm here. Jason's not sick. You're here. Yeah. Everybody's good.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good.
Believe it or not.
Total kumbaya moment.
Pretty much, yeah. How are you feeling, James? Because I know you've been injured.
Oh, man, I'm feeling great. Looking even better.
Please.
How are you guys?
How do you respond to that?
I did see a selfie you posted to Facebook yesterday. You were making a kissy duck face and said something like, "Look at me." I think that's what it said.
Actually, it said, "Wait, what? I was lost in L.A. Great time up in L.A. And then there's this homeless man wearing a Mickey Mouse hat, and I was stuck in bumper to bumper traffic, and he came up to my car window, and he started like kung fu chopping me. It was hilarious.
Were you in Hollywood, James?
I was on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, sounds like that's exactly where
we've just been there. We did a weekend of improvisation, Tyler and I, and I know we're sort of country bumpkins down here, but by anybody's standards, Hollywood is full of weirdos.
It's the
weirdest
place.
Oh, this guy, he was wearing a Mickey Mouse hat. And he was like kung fu fighting with me. It was awesome. I was like looking at him going, oh, wow.
Well, I'm glad you made it out of there safely, James. Let us know what's going on in the surf and weather, would you?
Yes, I will. Not a lot of surf, about 1 to 2 feet, and it's looking like about 1 to 2 feet through the weekend. But the good news is we're looking at a high of 75 today, low of 50 overnight. Low tide this morning, 9:16 a.m. at 2.43. High tide this afternoon, 2:46 p.m. at 4.1. And looking like pretty calm seas. Like I said, mild wind, west wind this afternoon, only about 5 miles per hour. So it's going to be a nice, glassy, sunny day, perfect day for a paddle. And, that's your surfing weather.
Brought to you by Excess Energy and Skydive Elsinore.
Yeah, and don't forget the Eco Warrior Upstream cleanup this Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon at Laguna Niguel Regional Park. We're going to be cleaning up four different watersheds. So bring your family, bring your friends, and have a good time with us.
And where is the Laguna Niguel Regional Park for those unfamiliar?
It is right off of La Paz and Aliso Creek. But you can go to eco-warrior.org for more info. And, it's just out Laguna Niguel, and we're going to be upstream cleaning up before the first major rain of the year.
Excellent. Cool, man. Very good cause. Eco Warrior Foundation, again, eco-warrior.org to learn more. James Pribram, our surf reporter. Thank you, King. You can go back to looking at yourself in the mirror now.
And don't forget, sold out tonight, 5 to 7. Wow, this is a lot of advertising.
It sure is. You got a lot of stuff to plug. All right. Just follow James everywhere he goes, everyone.
There's my alarm. Gotta go.
See ya.
Bye.
Let's punk Newport.
Here we go, Jack. Where are you right now?
20-second walk away from the target location of the start.
All right. Let's just brief everybody real quick again before you go inside and make sure we've got the details down. Jack Fass is going to punk Starbucks in Newport Beach this morning, as we do once a week on the show. And today he's going to try to pay with basically everything but actual money. He's going to pay with the fake gift cards or the display gift cards on the counter. He might try with his phone or with a Wi-Fi password or somebody else's wallet or whatever. Whatever you try, Jack, don't have it be actual money until at the very end where you have to give yourself up.
I really like the idea of somebody else's money, but my mom said I couldn't get arrested, so.
Well, you know, it's a simple prank, but it's revolutionary because we're in a capitalist system, dude.
Hey, man. If I can get a free anything, I'm going to get a free something.
Well said, Jack. Hey, okay, so we want you to do one more thing as this wraps up. We want you to tell them that they got punked by KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. We're a little wary about this, but we want to try it. And tell them they got punked and buy the coffee of the person immediately behind you as an apology for holding them up.
That's right, yeah. Bring a receipt. We'll give you the money back.
We'll reimburse you. Don't worry.
All right. I'm looking forward to that whole $17 for the one coffee.
Right.
Don't worry about the money, Jack. We've got you covered. But the point is, we want them to know that they got pranked by KX93.5 and say, hey, I'm sorry for holding you up. This was all on the radio. Here's some coffee.
All right.
All right.
Well, I am approaching the Starbucks. Also, while I'm in line, I will just be on the phone with you guys, striking up random conversations of my own devise.
All right.
Sounds good. Look forward to those non-sequiturs. Go for it, Jack.
So what I'm telling you is, if we want to merge both banks together, we're going to have to lose about $16,000 in net revenue per week, which is fine with me because that only means we have to lay off more than half the workers. But we could just replace them with iPads, which... So the WPC2 is still on.
I want to point out that Jack can't hear us right now.
No,
so
I haven't.
He is just having a conversation with
himself, yeah.
The IRS has a problem with that? Oh, that's a problem. No. We could just stuff the bodies in the back. No.
Now he's losing it.
Picking up the interior. But I think I'll
he wanted to mislead the people in the line and make them think he was a normal
really
human.
And now he's talking about disposing
smell?
Of bodies.
All right, well, I'm about to get something to drink. Just hold on real quick.
Morning, how are you?
Maybe we can get a passion tea or what other types of teas?
You got green tea and black tea with the key over ice.
All right, they come in like the white ones, right? It's like here.
Yeah,
right. Spray paint it red so I could be controversial. Or is that?
I don't think it's like green tea.
Oh, I'll get an iced tea then.
Okay.
A passion iced tea.
Passion tea, what size from
that? Medium-ish, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
I always forget the names of them. Are they Spanish or Italian?
If there's two, it's Italian, but it's a marketing thing.
Right. No, but I read on Twitter I could use the gift card to pay for my meal that are right here. Like this one. Well, not this one. This one has a coffee cup on it, and I'm not getting coffee. So this one, it says Merry Christmas. I mean, it's not Christmas, you were. Happy holidays.
Did you hear what that you gave?
That I could actually, like, just pay for my meal using one of these. These have, like, $3 on them.
I'm not sure.
Not even the thank you one, because I'm thanking you for my meal. What about if I got the 5-pack, or the 4 or 5-pack? I can't just use, like, 3, 6, 9, 12...
I would have so given up by now.
It's painful.
Sure?
It's so painful, Jack.
All right, I don't want to use the tip jar either because that's horrible.
So how would you like
to
pay for your tip jar?
Is it covered by my health plan? Is it covered by this health plan? I guess I'll use my debit card. Yeah. All right, thank you. I'm going to take 93.5 radio station in Laguna Beach.
Oh, okay.
You've just been pranked.
Really?
This is Pranky Newport with Jack
Pass.
I've been recording this fun conversation between you and I.
That's pretty funny. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much.
Buy the guy's coffee.
Very well. You guys still there?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my God. That was as painful as ever, Jack. And you managed to get away with not buying the guy a coffee as well.
Yeah, you didn't buy anybody a coffee.
They opened up a second check stand.
Oh, they let people go around you.
But there was that check stand had pretty much faster line than mine. They were, like, going in and out, in and out, in and
I'm
out.
I'm not surprised. You holding the lineup very well there, Jack. At the best line of the morning. Does my health plan cover this?
I don't think it did, unfortunately. I'm going to have to get a new one. I
suspect it didn't, Jack.
So how did the guy react when you finally told him that he had been punked?
He was cracking up the whole time. He was such a good sport. His name was Gino. He was a great guy.
Good thing you got a friendly gentleman, because we were in here thinking like, oh, it's only a matter of time before he gets dragged out of there.
I can't believe you want to spray paint my cup red.
Jack, you always take it farther than we possibly could have imagined, and that's why you're our greatest prank artist. Well done punking Starbucks this morning in Newport Beach. We're going to slowly spread the KX93.5 cheer around Newport as you continue to do this and tell them they had been punked. Well done, sir.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you so much. It was such a good time.
All right.
Oh, you got my heart racing, that's for sure. I didn't need caffeine for that. Not this morning.
We're both standing up. We started sitting down. Now we're both standing up, pacing around the room.
Pacing.
Like, oh, God, Jack, don't do it.
Oh, boy. All right, thank you so much.
Bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
The Vaccines is that band on KX93.5. This is Daily Scramble Live. I'm Tyler Russell, and that guy is Jason...
Jason Benny. The Vaccines Benny. Makes me think people should go and have a flu shot.
Maybe they should.
Yep.
That time of year.
Well, you know, it's a vaccination, isn't it?
How are you, Jason Fetty? You holding up okay?
I'm doing all right. I'm still feeling a little sweaty. this foam cover on this mic, Rafone, probably wants whipping out and sticking in the wash.
You need to whip that out and stick it in the wash.
Yeah, whip it out and wipe it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, because I think there may be some, I don't know about germs, but yeah, bacteria.
Probably germs. You've been sick for 3 days. There's probably
don't
germs.
Don't know about germs, but maybe a virus.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to get the stomach flu from your microphone cover. Everybody's got it, you know? Everybody in town's got it.
Oh, yeah, it's going round.
It's going round.
It totally dismisses your pain, doesn't it?
Yeah.
People say that.
I've been sick. Yeah, it's going around.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I had that.
No, I'm sick.
I'm sick. That's... Oh, yeah. I had it for 3 weeks.
No. You didn't hear me correctly. I'm sick.
Yeah. It is irritating. But it's understandable, though, you see. Compassion.
People can relate. They're trying to be compassionate.
It's their humanity poking out. We're just machines in survival mode.
Wow.
Which brings us to today's sorbet of the day.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Let me tell you something. This sorbet of the day flashed up on my wife's Facebook page yesterday, and it stopped me in my tracks. I was like, whoa, that is a sorbet of the day. And it's quite serious. And it's from this great 20th century American philosopher, Joan Rivers. You heard of her? Right? I mean, she was a piece of work. And yet so poignant at times. Seriously. So I read this on Facebook and it stopped me. I just went, my God, it says it all. It's brilliant. All right, I've set it up for you now. See if you agree. Some people are going to think it's awful because it's not really doesn't sound very spiritual. But anyway, here we go. Okay, everybody relaxed, sitting in the lotus position.
Whether you're driving or whatever you're doing, get in the lotus position.
Okay, this is what she says. I wish I could say it gets better. It doesn't get any better. You get better.
That was the sorbet of the day.
Isn't that great?
It's lovely, actually.
Isn't that?
It really is lovely.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it really is
nice. It puts the responsibility on you to get better.
Yeah.
And when you get better, everything gets better.
Things do not come to you. You go out and get them.
It's not like that, Tyler.
The world
so young of you
is not a better place. You make it one.
There you go. Now you're talking. By being better yourself, you are like a stone in a pool, and those rings spread out into the world. So by you taking responsibility and getting better yourself, you create communities everywhere that are better because you're better. And better is a hard thing to say for people from Britain. Better. Better.
No one will bring me a sandwich. I have to go get it.
And when you're hungry, a sandwich is very spiritual. I said ham sandwich, probably not so spiritual for Jews or Muslims, not kosher. Yep, I think we've pretty much wrung this one out, Tyler.
That's the sorbet of the day today. This is Daily Scramble Live, almost to the music focus part of the show. Aren't you thrilled? Here's the Lemonheads. So that song, Save a Prayer by Duran Duran, is a really important international song right now. It was one of the songs that Eagles of Death Metal played during their show at, is it pronounced the Bataclan? Bataclan?
You know, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Let's just call it that.
That's the venue where the shootings happened in Paris several days ago. That's one of the songs Eagles of Death Metal played. They covered Duran Duran's Save a Prayer. So in Europe, there's a major push to get Eagles of Death Metal's song, their version of Save a Prayer, to number one on the Billboard chart. Hundreds of thousands of supporters on Facebook and online supporting this campaign. And one of the points that was brought up said, well, that's all well and good, but Eagles of Death Metal won't see any money from that because it's Duran Duran's song.
True.
So we can support this band all we want by supporting one of their covers, but Duran Duran will actually benefit from that. So 2 days ago, Duran Duran said, we recognize this. We understand what you're saying. We're going to donate any money we receive from this campaign, from pushing Save a Prayer up on the charts, to some uniting worldwide cause that hasn't been determined yet.
What a guy. What a band. What a guy. Simon Le Bon. I can't even, you know, he's amazing. If you don't know much about him, I know they were a sort of big cheesy pop group of the 80s in a lot of ways. People that were around at that time, older people. Well, just think of them as being just sort of whatever pop group of the 80s, overblown, big videos. But they're all consummate musicians. Simon Le Bon, brilliant guy, does a lot of work for charity. And he's just a sweet-hearted man.
I think this is a really cool uniting effort around a terrible tragedy, supporting the band that just broke their silence last night, by the way, from not having been able to say anything, any reaction. But finally they said, you know, we're sad, we're remorseful, it's tragic. And the community supported them. The world supported their song, which actually supported Duran Duran, who in turn supported something else. I think it's great. It's just a circle
works
of
out really well.
Charity.
And actually, what the band said is they're back at home in Palm Desert right now.
Right.
They said that we still don't know what to make of it. They're still confused.
Yeah.
And that's such an honest and wonderful thing to say, rather than making some grand political statement that's clearly written by a PR guy or whatever. They're just guys. They're home in Palm Desert. They went to France to do a gig. And their lives got shattered. Theirs and obviously many other people, but they were there and one of their crew was killed. The merchandise guy, the British merchandise guy. And so, you know, it's a real life story, isn't it?
Yeah,
true
absolutely.
Story. Amazing.
And a lot of people have been saying, I've been reading articles that, you know, Parisians were killed at a metal concert. That's inaccurate. Eagles of Death Metal is a satiric name.
Yeah.
Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age started the band and called him that to be funny. Eagles of Death Metal is kind of more country folk than it is
kind
anything.
Of Americana sort of vibe to them, yeah.
So, you know, typically we wouldn't play two of the same song in a row, but I want to play their version of Save a Prayer that's being pushed up the charts right now. So we go from Duran Duran to Eagles of Death Metal, the same tune.
Brilliant, and that means we're donating 0.08 cents towards the cause, too.
Totally.
It's nice of us.
All right, we're KX93.5. Here's Eagles of Death Metal, Save a Prayer.